The man at the center of the 51 million Cedi judgment debt saga, Alfred Agbashiwo Yome, is suing the Economic and Organized Crime Unit, IOCU, for what he says is its attempt to conduct a virtual retrial of a lawsuit that has been determined by a court of competent jurisdiction. In a statement issued in Accra, Mr. Woyome said his initial decision to cooperate with IOCU was born out of respect for the rule of law and his desire to support any legitimate effort to unravel the facts relating to the whole affair. However, IOCU's current line of action clearly shows they are operating outside the original framework which they communicated to him. Mr. Woyome says the actions now constitute a direct infringement on his right as a citizen and a witch hunt. We bring you this news desk report.
Breaking his silence on the issue through a lengthy press release, Mr. Woyome said he is appalled by the decision of certain persons to single him out and hold him to public ridicule when the fact remains and evidence exists that judgment debts have been paid in the past to a host of institutions by this government in respect of liabilities largely incurred by the previous government. He said while some of the judgment debts obtained their payments through mediation and arbitration, he had to fall on the courts to fight his case, and judgment was entered on his behalf only after much wrangling and legal argument. Mr. Woyome accuses IOCU of intruding into bank accounts and financial affairs which have no bearing whatsoever on the quest for information in the judgment debt issue and adopting postures that indicates that his companies and him are under direct investigation. According to him, the court order obtained by IOCU mentioned the specific accounts that received the monies accruing from the judgment debt as being the one to be frozen. However, in stark contravention of this order, IOCU froze several more accounts. He said IOCU is taking this line of action at a time that another agency of state, the Attorney General's Office, which have supervisory authority over IOCU, has filed a suit seeking to address what the state apparently believes is an issue worth pursuing in relation to the judgment debt paid to him. He said he finds the actions of both IOCU and Attorney General to be most discriminatory because of all the judgment debts paid to various individuals and entities amounting to 640 million Ghana cedis. It is a judgment debt paid to Alfred Agbashiwo Yome that merits their focus and attention.
You heard a news desk report on the Woyome judgment debt saga.